This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
These two met a year ago at this stage. Barcelona went through 4-1 on aggregate. City had a bit of a wobble as well, didn't they? But they've been playing well in recent weeks, and Barcelona came unstuck at the weekend. So is it a good time for City to strike?
Yeah, amazing result. Barcelona losing the second home game this season, this time to Malaga 1-0. They lost 1-0 last time, didn't they? Incredible that they don't score. I mean, they tend to score every game they play. Yeah, City looked great, didn't they? Gifted an opening goal, really, with a penalty after, you know, what was it, 20 seconds or something daft. And then strode to a 5-0 win against a Newcastle team who really just looked like they'd given up the ghost at times. I think it's a big test of how far City have come, this one, Mark, for me. Because last year, I thought it was naivety. You know, Demichelis getting the red card after 50-odd minutes and losing 2-0 at home to Barcelona. That's too much of a mountain to climb away from home. You know, having to go to Barca and try and outscore them with away goals, just, it's too much, you know. So this time, I'd be looking at them being less expansive, being more disciplined in every aspect of the game, in the defending, in the midfield. Discipline as in, you know, not picking up stupid fouls and getting themselves into trouble with a Champions League referee. They've got, if you imagine being a defender or a midfielder and you've got Messi, Neymar and Suarez, to name just three of them, I mean, how do you... You've got to deny them space, in my opinion. So I think they've got to set up and try, almost like set up like it's an away game and not be too intent on pushing forward. I think they've got to rely on getting a couple of chances and Aguero taking one of them, or one of the players taking one of them, because the last thing they can do here is concede an away goal. They need a clean sheet. Problem is, they've only ever done that once in the Champions League at home. One clean sheet in all their Champions League matches, and that was against Bayern Munich a couple of years back. So the stats wouldn't be in your favour if you're banking on a Man City clean sheet. Having said that, I was looking at Barcelona's away record, and you know they had that 2-0 win over Man City. But generally, it's not great. You know, that was the first away win in the knockout stages since 2012. They've only scored four goals in a knockout game in those seven games since 2012. So it's not like they're tearing it up at this level of the competition. I worry about the defence, Man City. I worry that they haven't got a set backline who can, you know, who we know will be tough to break down. There's no Torre, he's banned for this one as well, which is a major miss. That clean sheet against Newcastle was the first they've kept at home since the 20th of December. That's six games. Those teams they've played and conceded to: Hull, Middlesbrough, Arsenal, fair enough, Sheffield Wednesday, Sunderland and Burnley. This is Barcelona with Neymar, Messi and Suarez. I mean, how do they keep a clean sheet if they can't do it before that? So I want to trust Man City and think that they can get a result here, but I'm really struggling. I think we may see a 1-1 draw. I think they will try and keep it very, very tight, but I don't think they'll be able to withstand the Barcelona pressure. It's a little bit shorter than the Man City win at 5-2, but I've not seen enough of them, I think, to trust them to win the game against this Barcelona attack. The Roma game accepted. They were brilliant against Roma, but that was away. It's easy, I think, to sit back away from home. So I think we're going to see a draw here. And I think I wouldn't be surprised to see Messi score. A Messi goal any time and a draw would probably be my pick in this one.
Okay. You'll find a price on that if you want.
Yeah.
I fear for City here.
Yeah, you think it could be
a... I don't think they can keep out a Barcelona attack that you've already highlighted is pretty strong. The fact that Torre is missing is huge, because a lot was documented about how City don't play very well when he doesn't play, or they lose games when he doesn't play.
Yeah.
And I don't think they progress either, because if they can't keep Barcelona out here, obviously Barcelona got the away record, away goal, very, very strong at home in the Champions League.
That's my worry for them. I find it very difficult, although, you know, obviously Malaga have just nilled them. You know, and they did have the big three playing, you know, but I think, you know, they'll be more keyed up, won't they, obviously, for a game in the Champions League against Manchester City. You know, Suarez coming back to the Premier League for the first time. There's so many little storylines involved in this. City have already conceded 12 home goals this season. They only conceded 13 in the entire season last year at home. So they're already in the Premier League, that is, of course. So, I think that they're just struggling full stop, and I'd like to have seen maybe keep four clean sheets on the bounce going into this game and be very solid at the back and very disciplined. I just worry for them in that the away goals will come. But I don't think they'll get I don't think they'll get absolutely hammered.
Fair enough. So what do you go with?
The draw, straight draw. I like it. Obviously, you know, I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know, Messi. But I think Messi is arguably the best player in the world. Even money, I'll take that. Just to score a goal in a game. Yeah. Any patch of grass Messi's on, I'd take even money. Or better, obviously, to score a goal. You usually get him at odds on, so it's a nice one. Neymar's 5-4, Suarez 5-4 as well. Probably just the sort of game Suarez would score in, isn't it? Messi to score. I like the draw as well. I just tried to find the scorecast, but I don't think it's letting us do it, is it, at the minute, on the website?
You could do Messi to score any time and one all.
Oh, right, okay, was that in there? Yeah, sorry, I missed that.
25-1 it was.
All right, yeah, let's have that.
Messi to score first. And one all.
It's not quite right, is it? But, you know, yeah, I mean, when you can put the scorecast together with the different results, then I like the Messi to score in a draw. I think it'll be quite a tight game this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.